7052 verses 27-31. And Jehovah said unto Aaron, Go to meet Moses into the wilderness. And he went and met him in the mountain of God and kissed him. And Moses told Aaron all the words of Jehovah, wherewith he had sent him, and all the signs which he had commanded him. And Moses went, and Aaron, and gathered together all the elders of the sons of Israel. And Aaron spoke all the words which Jehovah had spoken unto Moses, and did the signs before the eyes of the people. And the people believed, and they heard that Jehovah had visited the sons of Israel, and that he had seen their affliction. And they bent themselves, and bowed themselves down. And Jehovah said unto Aaron, Signify is the truth of doctrine, and perception therein from the divine. Go to meet Moses, signifies that it should be conjoined with the truth proceeding immediately from the divine. Into the wilderness, signifies where previously it is not so. And he went, and met him in the mountain of God, signifies conjunction in the good of love therein, and kissed him, signifies the affection of conjunction. And Moses told Aaron all the words of Jehovah, signifies the influx of the truth, proceeding immediately from the divine of the Lord into the truth, which proceeds immediately, an instruction in the details of doctrine, wherewith he had sent him, signifies which proceed, and all the signs which he had commanded him, signifies enlightenment, and from this at the same time confirmation. And Moses went, and Aaron, signifies the life of the conjunction of both, and gathered together all the elders of the sons of Israel, signifies the chief things of wisdom pertaining to the spiritual church. And Aaron spoke all the words which Jehovah had spoken unto Moses, signifies doctrine thence from the divine, and did the signs before the eyes of the people, signifies confirmation to apprehension. And the people believed, and they heard, signifies faith and hope, that Jehovah had visited the sons of Israel, signifies that those who are of the spiritual church would be liberated and saved by the coming of the Lord, and that he had seen their affliction, signifies after temptation so great, and they bent themselves and bowed themselves down, signifies humiliation. 7053. And Jehovah said unto Aaron, that this signifies the truth of doctrine and perception therein from the divine is evident from the signification of saying, as being perception, hence, Jehovah said, denotes perception from the divine and from the representation of Aaron, as being the doctrine of truth and good, thus its truth. For all doctrine is of truth, because doctrine treats of truth and the good thence derived, which is called the doctrine of faith, and of good and the truth thence derived, which is called the doctrine of charity, but both are of truth. 7054. Go to meet Moses, that this signifies that it should be conjoined with the truth proceeding immediately from the divine, is evident from the signification of going to meet, as being to be conjoined, and from the representation of Moses, as being the truth proceeding immediately from the divine. 7055. Into the wilderness, that this signifies where previously it is not so, namely conjunction, is evident from the signification of wilderness, as being where as yet there is little vitality, thus where there is no good and the derivative truth, for thence is vitality. Here, where there is no conjunction of the truth proceeding immediately from the divine with the truth proceeding immediately. That conjunction was to be effected there, is signified by Aaron went to meet Moses in the wilderness. As to this conjunction, be it known that there may be with a man truth proceeding immediately from the divine, and yet it may not be conjoined with the truth which proceeds immediately from the divine. 2. But as this matter is secret, it shall be illustrated by examples, with those who think and teach according to the doctrine of their church confirmed in themselves, and do not know whether they are truths from any other ground than the fact that they are from the doctrine of the church, and that they have been delivered by learned and enlightened men, there can be truth proceeding immediately from the divine. But still it is not conjoined with the truth that proceeds immediately from the divine. For if it were conjoined, they would then have the affection of knowing truth for the sake of truth, and especially for the sake of life, whence they would also be endowed with a perception whether the doctrinal things of their church are truths before they confirm them in themselves, and would see in each whether the things confirming are in agreement with the truth itself. 3. Take as another example the prophets, through whom the word was written. They wrote as the Spirit from the divine dictated, for the very words which they wrote were uttered in their ears. With them there was truth proceeding immediately from the divine, that is, through heaven, but not for this reason the truth which proceeded immediately from the divine, because they had no perception of what all the details signified in the internal sense. For when these two kinds of truth have been conjoined, then, as already said, there is perception. Such conjunction rarely exists with man, but it does so with all who are in heaven, especially with those who are in the inmost or third heaven. Nor does it exist with a man, unless he has been so far regenerated as to be capable of being elevated from the sensuous even toward his rational, and thus of being set in the light of heaven, where angels are. There is indeed with every man divine influx, both immediate and mediate, but not conjunction, except with those who have perception of truth from good. For they with whom immediate divine influx has been conjoined with mediate suffer themselves to be led by the Lord. But they with whom these influxes have not been conjoined lead themselves, and this they love. From all this, it can now be seen what is here meant by the wilderness that it denotes where there is no conjunction. 7056. And he went, and met him in the mountain of God. That this signifies conjunction in the good of love there is evident from the signification of meeting or coming to meet as being conjunction, and from the signification of the mountain of God as being the good of divine love. The case herein is this: the conjunction of the truth proceeding immediately from the divine with the truth which proceeds mediately is not possible except in good, for good is the very soil. Truths are seeds, which do not grow elsewhere than in good as in their soil. Moreover, good is the very soul of truth. From this, truth comes forth, in order to be truth, and from this it lives. To the truth which proceeds immediately from the divine is called truth, but in itself it is good, because it proceeds from the divine good. But it is the good to which all truth divine has been united. It is called truth because in heaven it appears as light. But it is a light like that in spring, to which has been united the warmth that vivifies all things of the earth. From all this, it can also be seen that the conjunction of the truth, proceeding immediately from the divine with the truth which proceeds immediately, is not possible except in good. Consequently, not unless the man is affected with truth for the sake of truth, especially for the sake of good, thus for the sake of life, for then the man is in good. 3. From the following considerations, it may be further known how the case is with the conjunction in question. The truth proceeding immediately from the divine enters into the will of man. This is its way. But the truth which proceeds immediately from the divine enters into the understanding of man, and therefore conjunction cannot be effected unless the will and the understanding act as a one, that is, unless the will wills good, and the understanding confirms it by truth. When therefore there is conjunction, then the Lord appears as present, and his presence is perceived. But when there is no conjunction, then the Lord is as it were absent. Yet his absence is not perceived, unless it is known from some perception what his presence is. 7057. And kissed him. That this signifies the affection of conjunction is evident from the signification of kissing, as being conjunction from affection. 7058. And Moses told Aaron all the words of Jehovah. That this signifies the influx of the truth proceeding immediately from the divine of the Lord into the truth, which proceeds immediately, and instruction in the details of doctrine, is evident from the signification of telling, as being influx. From the representation of Moses, as being the truth proceeding immediately from the divine of the Lord. From the representation of Aaron, as being the truth proceeding immediately from the divine of the Lord. And from the signification of all the words of Jehovah, as being the details of doctrine, instruction is signified by Moses told the words to Aaron, for instruction from the divine is effected by means of influx, which influx is signified by telling. From all this, it is evident that by Moses told Aaron all the words of Jehovah is signified the influx of the truth proceeding immediately from the divine of the Lord into the truth which proceeds mediately, and instruction in the details of doctrine. 2. There is instruction in the details of doctrine when the truth proceeding immediately from the divine of the Lord is conjoined with the truth which proceeds mediately, for then there is perception. There is this conjunction especially among the angels who are in the third or inmost heaven, and are called celestial. These angels have an exquisite perception of the truth of both kinds, and from this of the Lord's presence. The reason is that they are in good more than others, for they have the good of innocence. Consequently, they are nearest to the Lord, and in an intensely bright, and as it were flaming light, for they see the Lord as a sun, the rays of whose light are such from the nearness. 3. It is said truth proceeding immediately from the divine of the Lord, although in the internal sense the subject here treated of is the Lord when he was in the world, and when he called upon his Father as separate from himself. But how the case herein is, has been occasionally told before, namely, that the divine itself, or Jehovah, was in him, for he was conceived of Jehovah, and therefore he also calls him his Father, and himself his Son. But the Lord was then in the human that was infirm by heredity from the mother, and insofar as he was in this, so far Jehovah, or the divine itself, which was in him appeared to be absent. But insofar as the Lord was in the human glorified, or made divine, so far Jehovah, or the divine itself, was present, and in the very human. From this, then, it can be known how it is to be understood that the truth which had proceeded immediately from the divine was from the divine of the Lord, 7059, wherewith he had sent him. That this signifies which proceed, namely, the details of doctrine, is evident from the signification of being sent as being to proceed, 7060, and all the signs which he had commanded him. That this signifies enlightenment, and from this at the same time confirmation, is evident from the signification of signs as being enlightenment and the confirmation of truths, 7061. And Moses went, and Aaron. That this signifies the life of the conjunction of both, namely, of the truth proceeding immediately from the divine of the Lord, and the truth which proceeds mediately, is evident from the signification of going as being life, from the representation of Moses as being the truth proceeding immediately from the divine, and from the representation of Aaron as being the truth proceeding mediately from the Lord. From this, then, because they went together, there is signified the life of the conjunction of both, 7062, and gathered together all the elders of the sons of Israel, that this signifies the chief things of wisdom pertaining to the spiritual church, is evident from the signification of elders as being the chief things of wisdom, thus those which agree with good, and from the representation of the sons of Israel as being the spiritual church, 7063. And Aaron spoke all the words which Jehovah had spoken unto Moses. That this signifies doctrine thence from the divine is evident from the signification of speaking, when said of the doctrine which is represented by Aaron as being utterance and preaching, from the representation of Aaron as being the truth proceeding mediately from the divine of the Lord, thus the doctrine of truth and good, and from the signification of the words which Jehovah spoke to Moses as being from the divine, that is, through the truth which proceeds immediately from the divine of the Lord, which truth is represented by Moses, 7064, and did the signs before the eyes of the people. That this signifies confirmation to apprehension is evident from the signification of signs as being the confirmation of truths, and thus knowledge, and from the signification of eyes as being the things that are of the internal sight or understanding. Thus, before the eyes denotes to the understanding or apprehension, 7065. And the people believed, and they heard. That this signifies faith and hope is evident from the signification of believing, as being to believe in the spiritual sense, thus faith, and from the signification of hearing, as being to obey, and also to perceive, here to have hope. For when he who is in faith and obedience perceives confirmations, he has hope, for hope is thence derived. 7066. That Jehovah had visited the sons of Israel. But this signifies that those of the spiritual church would be liberated and saved by the coming of the Lord is evident from the signification of visiting, as being liberation by the coming of the Lord into the world, thus also salvation, and from the representation of the sons of Israel as being the spiritual church. 7067. And that he had seen their affliction. That this signifies after temptation so great is evident from the signification of affliction as being temptation, and from the representation of the sons of Israel as being those who are of the spiritual church. 7068. And they bent themselves and bowed themselves down. That this signifies humiliation is evident from the signification of bending themselves and bowing themselves down, as being the effect of humiliation. But that bending themselves denotes exterior humiliation, and is that of those who are in truth, and that bowing themselves down denotes interior humiliation, and is that of those who are in good, may be seen above. That this is so has often been made plain from those who are in truth and those who are in good. They who are in truth are as it were rigid, and stand erect as if they were hard, and when they ought to humble themselves before the divine, they only bend the body a little. But those who are in good are as it were soft, and when they humble themselves before the divine, they bow themselves down to the earth. For truth without good is quite rigid, and when it looks to good as the end, this rigidity begins to soften. But good is in itself soft, and the truth which is being instilled, as it becomes good there, also grows soft. The reason is that truth cannot be ordered in the heavenly form except by good. Hence it is in itself hard, for the heavenly form is most free and makes no resistance. And from this the good with which truth has been rightly ordered is like it, and as above said is soft. 7069. Continuation concerning the spirits of the planet Mercury. The nature of the genius of the spirits from the planet Mercury may still further appear from what follows. Be it known that all spirits whatever have been men, for the human race is the seminary of heaven, also that the spirits themselves are exactly such as they had been during their life in the world, for everyone's life follows him. This being so, the genius of the men of every earth can be known from the genius of the spirits who are from it. 7070. As the spirits from Mercury bear relation in the grand man to the memory of things abstracted from what is material, therefore when anyone speaks with them about earthly, bodily, and merely worldly things, they are quite unwilling to hear, and when forced to hear about them, they at once change them into other things, and for the most part into contrary ones, in order to escape from them. 1771. In order that I might know for certain that such is their genius, I was allowed to represent to them meadows, fallow grounds, gardens, woods, and rivers. But they at once changed them, darkening the meadows and fallow grounds, and by representations filling them with snakes. The rivers they made black, so that the water no longer appeared limpid. Then I asked them why they did so. They said that they are unwilling to think about such things, but only about real ones, which are the knowledges of such things as are abstracted from what is earthly, especially about such as arise in the heavens. 1772. Afterward I represented to them birds of different sizes, large and small, such as exist on our earth. For in the other life such may be represented as it were to the life, the very speech of spirits and angels being full of representations. When they saw those represented birds, they at first desired to change them, but afterward were delighted with them, and acquiesced. The reason was that birds signify the knowledges of things, of which fact the perception then flowed in, and therefore they abstained from changing them, and so turning them from the ideas of their memory. Afterward I was allowed to represent before them a most pleasing garden full of lights and oil lamps. This arrested their attention, because lights together with oil lamps signify truths which shine from good. From this, it was evident that their attention could be fixed on material things, provided there was at the same time instilled the signification of them in the spiritual sense. For the things of the spiritual sense are abstracted from material things, but are represented in them. 70-73. I also spoke with them about sheep and lambs, but they would not hear about such things, because these were perceived by them as earthly. The reason of this was that they did not understand what innocence is, which lambs signify, which I observe from the fact that when I said that lambs do not appear represented in heaven as lambs, but that when they are mentioned, innocence is perceived in place of them, they then said that they do not know what innocence is, but that they know it by name only. The reason is that they are affected solely by knowledges, and not by uses, which are the ends of knowledges. Thus, not being affected by the ends of knowledges, they cannot know from internal perception what innocence is. 70-74. Some of the spirits of the earth Mercury were sent by others to me in order to hear what was going on with me, to whom one of the spirits of our earth said that they might tell their companions not to speak anything but the truth, and not in their usual way to present to those questioning them things opposite. For if any one of the spirits of our earth were to do so, he would be punished. But the company from which those spirits had been sent out, which was at a distance, then answered that if they were to be punished on that account, all would be punished, because, from constant use, they cannot do otherwise. They said that when they speak with the men of their own earth, they act in the same way, and this with no intention to deceive them, but in order to inspire a longing for knowledge. For when they present things opposite, and in a certain way hide the real things, the desire of knowing is excited, and in this way the memory is enriched by the study devoted to the exploration of the things in question. 70-75. At another time I also spoke with them about the same thing, and because I knew that they spoke with the men of their earth, I asked how they instruct its inhabitants. They said that they do not instruct them how the matter stands, but still they instill some perception of it, in order that the desire to know may thereby be fed, and may increase, which desire would perish if they answered all questions. They added that they present opposites for the additional reason that the truth may afterward the better appear, for all truth appears relatively to its opposites. 1776. It is their custom not to tell another what they know, yet still to desire to know from all whatever they know. But they communicate all things to their own society, insomuch that what one knows, all know, and what all know, each one therein knows. 70-77. As the spirits of Mercury are of this character, and moreover abound in knowledges, they are in a kind of conceit, supposing that they know so many things that it is scarcely possible to know more. But they have been told by the spirits of our earth that they do not know many things, but only a few, and that the things which they do not know are relatively infinite, and that the things which they do not know relatively to those which they do know are like the waters of the greatest ocean as compared with those of a tiny spring. In order that they might know that such is the case, it was granted that a certain angelic spirit should speak with them, and should tell them in general what they do know and what they do not know, and that there are infinite things which they do not know, and also that to eternity they cannot know even the generals of things. He spoke by means of angelic ideas much more readily than they, and as he disclosed what they know and what they do not know, they were struck with amazement. I afterwards saw another angel speaking with them, who appeared at some elevation to the right. He enumerated very many things which they do not know, and afterwards spoke with them by means of changes of state, which they said they do not understand. He then told them that every change of state contains infinite things, and so also does every least thing of it. Two, when they heard this, as they had been in conceit on account of knowledges, they began to humble themselves. The humiliation was represented by the sinking of their roll downward, for that company then appeared like a roll, in front toward the left at a distance, in the plane of the region below the navel. But the roll appeared as it were hollowed out in the middle, and elevated at the sides. a reciprocal movement was also observed therein. They were also told what this signified, namely, what they were thinking in their humiliation, and that they who appeared elevated at the sides were not as yet in any humiliation. And I saw that the roll was separated, and that they who were not in humiliation were relegated toward their own globe, the rest remaining. As the spirits of the planet Mercury shun the spirits of our Earth, on account of the material things in which the latter are, and as they had asked whether such can become angels, they now received the reply that the angel who had spoken with them was from this Earth. 7078. Be it known that the spirits of other Earths do not appear within the sphere where the spirits of our Earth are, but outside of it, some at greater, some at less distance, and also in different quarters. The reason is that the spirits of one Earth are not of the same genius and life as those of another. Also that they constitute different provinces in the grand man. The unlikeness of the state of life causes this appearance. But in the inmost heaven they do not appear separated from one another. The spirits of Mercury, however, do not appear in a fixed quarter, nor at a fixed distance, but appear now in front, now to the left, and now a little to the back. The reason is that they are allowed to wander through the universe to acquire knowledges, and thereby to enrich the memory. Their planet is presented to spirits at the back, as is also the sun of the world, when they are thinking about it, for nothing whatever of it appears. The reason why it is presented at the back is that to those who are in the other life, the sun of the world is in complete obscurity, and is thick darkness. But the Son of Heaven, or the Lord, appears in front before the right eye, because from this sun they have all their light. For the right eye not only corresponds to the intellectual sight insofar as it is illumined by truth, but also insofar as it is illumined by good. In this way does the Lord look at man from good, and illumine him through good? 1779. A continuation concerning the spirits of the planet Mercury will be found at the end of the following chapter.